Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome to My Take on It with Your Angelic Karma. If you are interested in sharing your story in a future broadcast, send an email to yourangelicstories@gmail.com. Here she is, folks, your host, the one, the only, the also beautiful, Your Angelic Karma.
Welcome back. Today is Sunday, July 25th. Bimbo Needles, how are you all doing? I'm actually off today. I only have one accountability coaching class to do for today on Sunday. And I have been since I woke up this morning. 6:30 is usually the time I wake up in the mornings. It wasn't always that way. I used to wake up like 9, 10 o'clock in the morning. No matter what I had to do, I was waking up at 9 or 10 o'clock. Now, for some reason, the last few months, I've been waking up at 6:30 on the dot, feeling energized, feeling ready. I usually get a little bit of exercise and then I start working. And since I was off today, I still woke up at 6:30. So I decided to make a plan, and I'm 48. I told you all about plans. I've never really stuck with a calendar or plan. Do I have calendars like that? I never really stuck with it in the past. I would like, and you all may hear the echo. I'm actually in my kitchen. In the past, and someone is sending me I just popped up on my phone, an email through Patreon, Golden the Goddess. Send that email to yourangelickarma@gmail.com. If it's not about Patreon specifically, she's at Patreon sending through Patreon. It's about a collaboration. Send it yourangelickarma@gmail.com. Please, like that. So I've never really made a plan. I lost my train of thought. I would make plans in the past, life plans, about goals and things like that. And I would spend, I told y'all about this, and yeah, I do, I'm an accountability coach and a life coach, but I don't live my life by a plan in calendars like that. But I do, it depends on what they are actually doing in their own life. The one I have today, she takes the bar exam next week. So, of course, I would encourage them to planning and schedules and calendars, things like that. But I don't live my life like that personally. I even told you all that on a podcast before. Yes, we are live once again. Welcome back. That out in the past, I would start writing things down like a plan. And I would spend the months planning, but not doing anything. I would just be writing it down. Then I ball up the paper and I throw it away. Then I start writing it down again. It had to be in the right type, the correct type of notebook. The notebook had to have the correct type of lines on it like that. And here you are again. Here she is again with the girl, I'm calling you out live. Send it to Your Angelic Karma. You're obviously not listening to the podcast live. Send that email to yourangelickarma@gmail.com like that. Don't put it under those videos. She's talking about a collaboration. She's not talking about the videos. She is a patron though. Send it to the email. Now, okay. So that's how I would be planning. And I would just spend time planning. And it had to be written in the correct color, the ink pen. And it had to be neat on the paper. And it had to be organized. And I would just be so focused on that, and I have my moon in Capricorn, for those of you that are into astrology, and it's in the sixth house of Virgo, those damn details and being perfect, but perfectly writing it on the paper and perfectly organizing my thoughts and getting it written out on the paper. And I would just be tearing it up, not like that, going through notebooks, tearing it, and I would not be putting anything in the damn action. So then life started, and I would do that for 3-4 months, and then life would all of a sudden start happening to me and sweeping me up in it with life goals, with life plans. So I've just been winging life. And it's brought me to where I am in life in general, which is not a bad place to be like that. So I guess sometimes the universe steps in and takes the paper out of our hands and just throws us out into life. Because some of us are the type of people, we're the type of people that would spend our life planning and writing things down. Like that. Golden, she's here again. My previous boss is a narcissist state. Okay. Send that to yourangelickarma@gmail.com. Okay. Now, so that's what I will be doing. Now, and so that's the way that it is. And that's the way that I was until life started happening to me and I got ushered into my dreams, my goals, and aspirations like that. Or I would have just been sitting down planning out what they were and getting them organized in my thought, getting steps organized in thoughts like that. And it had to be right on the paper. It had to be neat. It had to be colorful. It had to be the right type of notebook. It had to be the right type of pattern, all of that. That's the way that I used to be. I still have, and then life just started happening to me. I still have a lot of calendars on the computer. And also, I work best with, and with my accountability coaching classes, I stated that I'm going to start a YouTube channel for that specifically. I'm all over the place with YouTube channels for people that specifically come to me for accountability coaching classes and they don't want to hear about anything spiritual. Because a lot of the students I have for accountability, they don't want to hear about spiritual stuff. They want to hear about their businesses and the practicalities of life. And my moon is in Capricorn. I understand that. Then I have people that are spiritual, and then I have people that are in the tarot, I have people that are in astrology, and I have people that just wants me to give them advice that is practical and grounded and doesn't have anything to do with spirituality. So I'm trying to divide my life, my work, into giving people what they want, and it is divided because I have so much to offer. It doesn't all have to be spiritual, and everybody that comes to me, they don't want to hear spiritual stuff. So I have to like separate it like that. Now, but even through the podcast platforms, iHeart, Spotify, Spreaker, you all hear everything that I'm talking about. It's not divided, but I'm trying to divide it on the tube. I'm trying to divide it up so that people that want me, they can find me and they don't have to have all of it mixed all together because some people, they're not into that. They're not into that like that. So, and they don't have to be. I still have something of value that they could take with them. Now, so I have a lot of calendars on the computer. With computer calendars, I like it because I like planning. And I told you all in the past that I plan my week every week. I'll sit down and plan. I like doing it on the computer, but I have to have it on paper also. It's kind of like double the work, but I like doing it. And not on paper where you do it on the computer. I'm a strange one. Not on paper where you do it on the computer and you print it out. I don't like it like that. It has to be in an old school planner that is paper. Because I like getting my ink pens and it is all colorful. And I like doing it like that. And whenever Summer sees me do that every week, she's like, and I usually do it on Sunday, she'll be like, are you playing? Because she'll see the colorful pens, the colorful markers and the stickers. And I'll just be sitting at the kitchen counter like I am now, doing it in my planner and making sure everything coincides with the calendar. That's the way that I have to do it. But I've been thinking, but it's just for my week what I have to do. You all know that I have the retail business and I have all the spiritual stuff that I do also. Now, in the accountability coaching classes, the YouTube channel, I've gone back to doing the tarot readings. After I had left the tarot readings, I've gone back. I have Vimeo. I have Patreon. I have the podcast. I have a whole lot of stuff. So, and I plan my week every week. I have to be quite organized. So, and I'm trying to get the platforms organized also. I'm trying to get them organized, restructured, looking differently so that I won't get bored with it like that. So I'm going to bring a change to the readings because I get bored rather quickly. Now, so, and I have the website that I have like abandoned and not done anything with like that. Now, because I'm going to start putting blogs up there. I'm going to go ahead. There you, okay. That's my daughter. So I'm going to start putting blogs up there is and things like that. So a weekly blog that wraps up the week. It's going to be a weekly wrap-up blog like that. So, and it's what I'm going to do for the website. And so, but apart from that, because that's the plan that I do every week. Apart from that, I was thinking, because I live my life up to 48 years old without it being planned out. And some people with, in astrology, they would say a moon in Capricorn with no plan is strange. Because they usually they have a 5-year plan like that. I've never been that way. Now, I've just been wherever the life takes me, that's where I went. Like that. Okay, so now I've decided that this morning for some reason, I was like, I want to make a 40-year plan. I know a lot of people can say, well, that's out there. It's 40 damn years, you're a jolly couple. Okay, now, and why 40 years? Well, cause I'll be 88 in 40 years. And I'm like, by then, I'm pretty sure I'll be really tired of y'all because I love telling you all what I don't like about you like that. So I plan on doing that for the next 40 years. No, I'm just joking with him. I just figured I wanted to make a 40-year plan. And I think it's going to be quite easy. It's easier than what you all may think. And it's not going to take as much time. I feel like it's going to be quite enjoyable. Quite fun. I'm even going to do it with a vision board. It's a 40-year plan. And it's going to be easy for me because I am spiritually connected and I can kind of intuit what could be happening. Also leaving room for spontaneity and for life to just take me wherever it wants to take me the way that it has for the first 48 years. But I think I'm going to kind of lay a foundation for the next 40 years. Why 40 years? I don't know. That's the number that came to me. Now, so I think, and who could predict what's going to happen the next 40 years? Nobody can, but it's fun trying. And it's fun trying to co-create with the universe in such a way, but also leaving room to not force anything, leaving room for spontaneity, leaving room for life to take you where it takes you, but also having an idea of where you want to take yourself. And you want the universe to help co-create with you in getting yourself there like that. I was thinking about doing that. And it's going to be good because what I'm also going to do is because I like planning on the computer and I like having it paper copy in a planner, I could go back 5 years and look at the planner 5 years ago when I was doing my 40-year plan. Or in 10 years, I could go back and I could look at the summary, the long version of what the 40-year plan is for me, what I see for myself in life, and also how it's panning out every week, every month, every year in getting me to that goal. What came in as spontaneity that the universe just threw in there unexpectedly, or how did my mind shift, change, and evolve over the week, over the month, over the year, why I changed some of that 40-year plan like that and added to it or took it away. What milestones did I plan out? What milestones did I hit? What became less important but started off as important? I'm going to do that for myself. I've never invested that type of time into myself like that. And I think it's going to be exciting to do like that. And that's the thought that came to me. And as I was having that thought, my man sent me, he was like, he reached out and he was like, I'm tired. Okay, that's what he stated. And I was like, okay, I'm about to make a 40-year plan. I didn't tell him that, but that's what I was in. I was having that thought, and he reached out and was like, that he was tired. So I'm thinking about making a 40-year plan. Like, damn, two ships crossing in the night. Like, his sun is in Capricorn. My moon is in Capricorn. Okay, so it's like, you know, and I'm going to make one most definitely. And it's going to be, I'm going to see how it actually feels to be on a trajectory or be one-dimensionally focused in a direction and not let anything come in that interferes with that. But leaving space most definitely for the nuances of life, but also leaving space for things that come, the unpredictability in life, you know, and the spontaneity, most definitely leaving plans with that. And see how, and the interesting thing is going to be about it is that I want the spontaneity and the nuances are going to come anyway, and the unpredictability. And I want to see with my plan, how far was I off the mark, or did I, through that plan, even predict those nuances, that spontaneity, and that predictability, quotation marks. Like that. Because I feel that if I could do it for people that come to me with tarot and astrology and personal sessions relating to spirituality, and I could help with use my intuition with what they're going through, I've never applied it to myself in my own life. I would just allow what happened to happen and deal with it when it did. I think I'm going to take a different approach, and it would be and I think it would bring me more down to earth with the day. Cause it would be, I would be monitoring it by the day, week, month, year, like that. I'm going to closely monitor it like that. So I guess it would be with planning the day and sticking with the plan. Obviously, understanding and being open to, because there will be no choice in the nuances, spontaneity, and the unpredictability of that day, like that. And seeing with, as I stated, my overview of the way that my day, I would like to see it happen with work, personal life, romance, whatever, non-romantic life, life in general, that overview, short summary of how I would like to see it happen. I'm going to predict the day, my own day, like that. Now, it's kind of like a diary, but the diary you're telling about what already happened. Mine is going to be the summary of what I wish to happen that day. Now, and what I'm planning to do to make it happen. And then with the And then looking at that summary, and then most definitely having room and space, and seeing, looking at that at the end of the day, what, how the day pan out, even with the nuances, the unpredictability, the spontaneity, and seeing if I was off the mark with my own intuition, like that. And then I'm gonna go back. What if it's, for example, if it's August 15th, I'm going to go back next year, 2021. I'll go back 2022, August 15th, and see what was actually happening. See what I had predicted and written about my own day, and see what nuances, unpredictability, energetic forces came in, intervened, or obstructed. Could have been an obstruction, you know, like that. That's what I am most definitely going to do. And it can sound like a lot of work to some people, but I don't think it is. I think I think on a Sunday, you could do that plan for the week, for each day of the week, and it won't take any more than 2 or 3 hours to do that every Sunday for the whole 7-day week. So I don't think it's a lot of time. I think it's most definitely, you know, and then at the end of the day, every night, after the day is over, you look at your summary, you look at your overview of what you predicted, and then you've written down how did they actually pan out, what you got done, what came in and interfered, or came in as a deterrence, or came in as an unexpected blessing, quotation marks, at that night you do that and write your notes based on that. I think that is a good investment to waken oneself of one's time. Because I made the podcast this week talking about time and measuring one's time differently, you know, and looking at everything that you do. And I stated I was going to start that in August with time. Looking at I think I'm going to start this in August, the depth of it in August. Also, looking at everything that you do as the rest of your time, ask yourself, was it time well spent? And you only can say if something is time well spent if you already placed a value on your time, an emotional value, an energetic value, and a practical value. All three needs to be placed on your time like that. This may be the first podcast for the It's Accomplished YouTube channel. I created the channel a few months ago. I just never added anything onto it. I was waiting for the right time like that. I move slow like that. And I have no problem watching things manifest and build up slowly because I've always felt that anything that happens quickly or develops quickly is not going to be lasting. I prefer that slow moving, that slow building up and watching things grow and expand slowly, slowly, slowly. I have no problem, no issue with that, like that. So that's that, because that's also about time. So I think the universe is trying to teach me a lesson about time. And I'm most definitely going to have to orchestrate mine differently, especially in 2022, because that's when I'm going to incorporate family into it differently, like that, and other types of interpersonal connections into it differently. I move very slow because everything I do, I have to be fully in alignment with it, not forced and because other people want it. I have to be truly in alignment with it because my moon is in Capricorn, like that, because I build structures and foundations to last, but I build them my way like that. Okay, everyone, that's what I want to share. Until next time, thanks for listening. Bye.